This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if there ever were a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it'd be one today because I am in the Big Organic Apple because I'm here at the studio or office with Carol Ault. Back from all kinds of adventures you've been on, Carol, and thank you for hosting us tonight.
Yeah, well, it worked out perfectly. I happen to be in the city, and you happen to need space to broadcast from, so it worked perfectly.
Right, Super Don, I'm going to be fit tonight with Carol, so we got a great show. Ty Bollinger scheduled. Of course, Ty and I were on with your show when it was on Fox News as well. And
absolutely.
It's like going to be a reunion tonight, which is great. And, I find it interesting because I feel like I'm a Southerner because I grew up in Georgia for most of my life, but I was born at NYU.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
So
here
you're
in
a
the
New
village.
Yorker at heart.
I'm a New Yorker at heart.
You're a New Yorker.
I lost all my accent. And I'm walking around, and I used to have a rebellion when I was growing up in the South of coming to New York. I really took on a Southern attitude, like those New Yorkers, right?
Those Yankees.
But I'm a New Yorker, and I like the Yankees, right? Because I grew up, my dad was in, you know, Brooklyn, Far Rockaway, and it's interesting to kind of see that we're in the same country, but in so many ways, people don't understand other regions of the country. And I know we used to, and I'm up here also, just I want to acknowledge again, happy birthday, Mary Beth Gonzalez. Yesterday, we're at her 50th birthday party. Still, the energy of Nick Gonzalez pervades this show. We love him dearly.
Absolutely,
and all
we miss him
done.
Dearly.
And, we're talking about the thought that you could take a group of bureaucrats in one city and rule 350 million people. It's insane. You hardly know your neighbor, much less another region of the country.
Well, sure, and then they think that they know what's right for you, and certainly we deal with that with our food, with vaccines, with so many different things, many topics which we've talked about on this show before, and on my show as well. It's crazy to force anybody to do things that they don't want to do, and that's what it's coming down to in this country, and it just frankly shocks me.
Yeah, and the love of liberty that Nick had and that we have and that we share, it's something that as I also, I went earlier today and I walked down through Tribeca to the site of the World Trade Center.
Right.
And they have this memorial, which was pretty profound. I have to say they did a good job on it.
Oh, I've cried there many an afternoon, yes.
And at the same time, of course, the pragmatic side of this to see what has happened since then, that we took a tragedy and reacted in such a way we might say overreacted.
That we lost liberties.
That we've lost, exactly. That we would do that because we've been manipulated for, and out of tragedy can become a triumphant situation, but it can also become a situation of loss where people can take advantage of
a situation to get their agenda pushed across.
Exactly. And so
it's happened quite a lot.
Things happening for me.
No, absolutely. First, of course, we've lost a lot of liberties because of that, a lot of civil liberties. But, for me, the biggest issue I have is that our government pushes not just on us, but on other countries of the world, rules and regulations so that if we want to, for example, trade with the United States, we have to x-ray everything that goes in and out of your country.
Mm-hmm.
When they passed Codex, I almost fainted. Do you know the Codex that they passed? If you want to trade in the civil world, meaning with the United States, anything that goes in or out of your country, has to be x-rayed for bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, you know my whole thing with raw food.
Right.
If you x-ray a raw almond, it's no longer raw simply because it won't germinate because the x-rays kill them. But yet we force people to do that. We bring, you know, in the United States, we don't allow cheese that's aged under 60 days to be raw.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? Europe has been eating that for centuries. On top of that, in the United States, we tell pregnant women, don't eat raw food. How crazy is that? They just had listeria in, I think it was bird's eye, was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was a frozen food.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, that frozen food was cooked, you know it was, and it still had listeria. So, you know, we just do these crazy things, you know, vaccines. The other night I was watching Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a show about a mother who hadn't vaccinated her 3-year-old. And the 3-year-old went to the park and had the flu. So they put the mother up for murder because the 3-year-old with the flu who wasn't vaccinated gave the flu to another kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that other kid not vaccinated too?
No. You know what? The CDC has people embedded in Hollywood writing these
crazed
things.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I saw something on raw food the other day on a show where they were blasting raw food. I'm like, what they were saying was so totally outrageously wrong and stupid that I sat there literally with my mouth hanging open and go, I cannot believe that they could get that on the air. Because you know, if you say something wrong as an alternative,
they're going to come after you.
They're going to come after you like crazy.
Yeah.
So you double and triple check everything you say.
And you know, the thing is, and Super Don, you know this too. We talk about being skeptical of things. There's a healthy skepticism you'd never want to lose.
Of course. You don't
want to just be naive about things. But at the same time, we had the people that have attacked our messages that have been similar over the years. They have attacked Nick Gonzalez over the years. Now some of their own are rebelling against that. It isn't skepticism anymore. It's a religious fervor and a dogmatic adherence to a religion of molecular reductionism to an extreme degree, to the point where even some of their own are going, this is getting out of hand. You know, why aren't we going after things that really matter? And there, you know, this is it's a time, interestingly enough, because, you know, here we are right next to we're in Tribeca. And I passed by the Angelica Theater, which I saw pictures of because that's where they ended up premiering the movie Vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
And what Robert De Niro did here. And the fact
accidentally
that,
or on purpose, we're not sure.
Yeah, we don't know, but we're grateful that he did it. And now that they've got more distribution. And
well,
now
explain what he did.
Well, yeah, for those of you who are new, the Tribeca Film Festival, we've covered this. He was scheduled to air Vaxxed on the Sunday, the last day,
of the film festival.
Would have come and gone, little or no, except for the people that knew about it. And instead, he was pressured to pull it. He pulled it because it was too controversial, whatever happened. And it turned out that was the greatest thing that could have ever happened. Because now suddenly everybody wants to know.
What,
why was it banned?
Why was it controversial?
Or censored. And now they've got distribution on it. And now the announcement that Harvey Weinstein and De Niro are going to do a documentary.
Well, but Jenny McCarthy has been saying this for years. She said, my child was healthy until I got him vaccinated. But, you know, Robert, you and I have talked about this over and over again.
Yeah.
The only reason they have that huge long list of vaccines that they insist that your child take literally days into life is because now they're not responsible for the results of those vaccines and what it does to the children.
Yeah.
If anything happens, the pharmaceutical company is not responsible. Even if you sue them and they lose, they don't pay the lawsuit. We do, as taxpayers. The second that law was passed by some crazy bureaucrat somewhere, the second that was passed, all of a sudden every pharmaceutical company came out of the woodwork and said, put our vaccine on the list of vaccines necessary.
Sure, we want to get on the list because
mandatory.
We have no liability, and of course, if you have a product that has no liability, there's no incentive to make it safe. If it is even possible, and I dispute that if you can inject these biologics safely the way that they're produced.
But it's not even that. It's not even that. Are they safe? They just want to be on the list regardless of whether or not the child needs it.
Sure.
And that, to me, is the travesty of this whole thing.
And what we come back to is what you opened with, the concern about germs.
Yeah.
The obsessiveness about germs causing disease as opposed to understanding the law of the terrain and how that is really the way it works, that when you pollute a terrain, environment, a body, you give rise to microbial life forms that are pathogenic versus the healthy ones that you know, are there in preponderance when you have a healthy body.
But don't you think also that we are obsessed with antibacterial and cleanliness and keeping our kids out of the dirt, when in reality that is where all our immune comes from? If we make things too clean, our bodies will become weak.
Yeah.
And then if there is an attack, like a viral attack through a mosquito, let's face it, your body's so weak that your immune system can't fight off these things. Because if you're taking things like antibiotics, antibiotics don't just kill the bad biotics. Mm-hmm. They don't just kill the bad bacteria. They also kill the good bacteria. And unfortunately, they kill the good bacteria first because they're the weaker bacteria all the time. Coffee kills them. Alcohol kills them. Medication kills them. The bad stuff is always seems to be stronger. But because we're trying to be so clean all the time and no bacteria,
we're getting weaker.
We're getting weaker and weaker.
Exactly. And that's one of the stories here that we're going to open with briefly. And you've written books about raw food, raw living, if you will. Study shows fruit consumption lowers breast cancer risk in adolescents. But the question is, how would there be a breast cancer risk in an adolescent? I mean, what does that tell
it's
you about how
food.
How toxic kids are today? That,
well, first of all, let's take it back to the moment they're born. They're injected with all this garbage. Then the mother only breastfeeds for a month or two and feels that that's really, wow, I did so good. You know, technically, a child's supposed to be breastfed till they're four. Mm-hmm. Now, frankly, at four, they're like a person, so it's kind of weird to have a young man sucking at his mother's breast.
Certain cultures, it's normal.
But certainly for a year or two, you really need to be pumping that breast milk and giving that child an immune system.
Right.
And then you have to look at diet. All of this formula, they put
GMO soy
and wheat and all kinds of fillers and sugars and natural flavorings. And anytime you see anything that says natural, run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it means nothing.
And then, you know, as teenagers, they're running around and they're, you know, getting fast food and they're not eating anything that's not processed. And voila, that's the recipe for disaster right there.
Well, do we still have friends that are asleep at the wheel on this? Or are they no longer our friends?
or are they
no longer alive? I
mean. Well, yeah, that's a lot of choices and none of them are good.
Yeah, exactly. Carol Alt is here hosting us in New York City in Tribeca at her office. I'm so grateful for her friendship. She's done so much good around the world and continues to do so. We've got another discussion here on some cancer issues. We've got Dr. Linda Isaac scheduled as well. And then Ty Bollinger goes outside the box live from Autism One with surprise guests there as well. Stick with us, robertscottbell.com, for all of the links, including to Carol Alt. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, robertscottbell.com. Carol All is with us. She's hosting us, in fact, in her office, and great to be up in New York City. We brought the heat. Florida hot today.
Oh, it's beautiful today. Finally, we've had 3 weeks of just rain and cold weather. It felt more like fall instead of spring. So thank you for bringing the nice
weather. I saw all these pasty white New Yorkers in T-shirts and shorts. They haven't gotten their sun yet. They've got to build up. There's going to be some sunburns happening. But I, like I said, I walked around a lot and saw some interesting things that, you know, I'm always deep about what I see, you know, and contemplative, and that is at the 9/11 memorial pretty profound. But at the same time, I'm liking that we could discuss and talk about the things that those people, we don't want them to die in that kind of vein where we lose the liberty. So that is a theme. We're here, we're not far from there, and just, you know, it has an energy about it.
I went down there with a couple of friends because my friend wanted to see his friend's name mm-hmm. on the wall. And as I walked up to the wall, the first thing I spotted was one of my classmates that went down.
Wow.
And, you know, you just can't go down there and not feel that energy of sadness and despair that everybody felt that day. It just remains there. And yet at the same time, the memorial is beautiful. It's elegant. I think they did a great job on it. And one of these days when there's not lines around the corner, I would love to go and see the museum.
Yeah, today you could have gotten in with a five-minute wait. I noticed the lines weren't
that bad.
Yeah, so maybe it's early enough in the middle of the week. Perhaps
you know, my whole family are first responders. I come from a long line of firemen. My father's a fireman. My father's father was a fireman. All his brothers, he had five brothers, they're all firemen.
Yeah.
My cousin's sons, they're all firemen. And we lived in a fireman community on Long Island, so all our neighbors were firemen. So I've heard quite a number of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, you can't not deal with the fact that all of these poor guys are just so unhealthy today. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, again, if diets would change and how much good we could do if they were on some kind of food schedule.
We know that the toxic exposures were very real and very devastating.
Absolutely.
Those that have worked with them to detoxify their bodies through various means, including far infrared, they've seen tremendous improvements in their health.
Well, far infrared is incredible. As you see in my office, I have two of them. I have the cycle sauna, which we did a story on Fox News, mm-hmm. and I have one that you can just go and relax in as well. It's incredible the results you get. They were talking about it can help with diabetes. Did you see any of the studies that they did on the far infrared?
Yeah. It is absolutely incredible. In fact, I've been talking with my buddy Paul Bertero. We're going to be bringing I like the portables so people can travel easy for those that have that and don't have a lot of room.
You have to explain what the portable looks like.
Right.
It looks like a little cocoon, like a
big giant. It's not fancy looking. It's not a fashion statement, but practicality for a lot of people, very low cost, and we've got one coming in with ozone as well.
There's
going to be some interesting things happening with there, but I'm glad to acknowledge that. Now, this next story could benefit as well by infrared. Colon cancer rising in people under 50. Of course, we come back to diet. It's like one moment of duh after another.
You know what I'm thinking? It's probiotics. Hmm. That's where my brain goes to, because you know we're having so many antibiotics. We're drinking a lot of coffee with Starbucks on every corner. We are having a lot of alcohol because it's a high stress time and people are trying to relax at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eating high processed foods. So my brain goes straight to what impacts the gut the most and what impacts your health the most. Mm-hmm. And that to me is, if you don't have the probiotics and the prebiotics in the gut in order for your body to be able to assimilate all these minerals and vitamins that you might happen to get, you know, naturally it's going to have an issue with the gut.
You got gut syndrome
for one thing.
Sure, and that's the thing. When I talk with a lot of these health food store people, tomorrow I'm supposed to be... Have you ever been to Wilner Chemist?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I go there all the time. Are you going down on Lower Broadway or on Park Avenue?
Park Avenue tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I've got to train them on silver, and it's going to be interesting for them. And they're going to hear about my protocol.
About the silver.
Yeah, they're my protocol for the gut recovery, and how, because people don't think of silver in that way until we started discovering the properties and expanding and saying, well, what if we did this, and then we were healing people that were on a path for colorectal surgery, right? And so in order to make it a hospitable place for the probiotics, right, we can't, if they're designed to live in the rainforest, we can't make them live in the desert.
Right.
So we're restoring the rainforest to the desert there for many people, and that's a difference maker. So the probiotics actually have a place to live.
So what does the silver actually do for the gut? Can we talk about that when we come back from break?
Yeah, we'll do that. We've got Dr. Linda Isaacs is also going to join, but we'll start there. Talk about why silver plays a role in recovery of epithelial integrity. How's that for a $10 word? Right?
A mouthful.
That's what we do in radio. Don't try this at home. Carol Alt's doing great, looking great, really vital here, and it's so exciting to be with her. And we're going to do a lot more together, and then Ty Bollinger will join us as we go outside the box from Autism One on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Go out and lecture, teach people about how to use silver. And I talk to doctors all over the world about this, but also I like to talk to lay folks because I'm all about bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And you did that with your show as well. You were speaking to everybody. It was time to get this information out. And, you know, the benefits I've seen for silver in my years of working with it and delving into it, it was more than just an immune thing or a natural antibiotic. There was more to it. And that's where we were just talking about the gut recovery. And as I began to see it used medically in burn care centers, why? Because it facilitates recovery of tissue, healings of tissue. We began to say, wow, what if we delivered this into the gut for people with leaky gut, diverticulitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, all of that. And as we drove the silver with the aloe into the gut, we found the recovery of epithelial integrity and therefore we were reversing the diseases that were leading them down a road to colostomy bags, literally.
Right.
Even the most, and so it was the expansion of where people think silver, oh, it's, I only take that because colds and flus, which is legitimate and good. But there were so much more of the properties that we began to tap into and use, so it expanded the reason why you could and would use it for regeneration.
Well, there's so many people who don't even think of silver in the first place.
Right.
And its medicinal properties. Mm-hmm. In fact, here's a cute little antidote. Did you know that the reason they called royalty blue bloods is because they were eating their food off of silverware?
Right.
And the amount of silver that was in their system turned their noses blue.
Yeah, the blue bloods. And,
blue bloods.
They often didn't succumb to the same diseases of the day, partly because they had a lot of silver access, but it was minimal relative to what we can do safely in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Do we have Dr. Linda Isaacs on with us there, Daniel? Hey, Dr. Linda's back. Hey, Carol Alt's with us, and so good to hear your voice. And those of you who don't know Dr. Linda Isaacs, she worked for, I don't know, 20 years plus with our good friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who you know passed away unexpectedly last year, and we're all dealing with that. But my goodness, Linda, you went through the mill too, because, you know, the patient load, what was going to happen, and here we are talking many months later. I want to check in and see how you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Robert. It's good to hear your voice. Good to be back. Things are going fairly well, I would say. It's been a tough haul, that's for sure. Of course, it was very painful for all of us, him passing away so suddenly. His patients would come in for their scheduled appointments and sit down in the office and start to cry, and I would start to cry, and we'd all cry for a minute or two and then get down to business. And so far, overall, I think things are going pretty well. It's settled out a bit.
Okay.
I've moved into a new office space in the same building, which has helped a lot because it's got the same familiar feel. The patients know where to come, and if they go to the wrong place, they don't have to get in a cab and travel around in Manhattan, but it has been helpful. I think all of your listeners who know what it's like to lose someone that you're accustomed to seeing just about every day, and you know, for many people, a slightly different environment can help with that. Just because I'm not expecting him to walk in the door every minute the way I was in the old space, and the way his patients were too.
Sure, sure, and. And, of course, you know, all the things that you've learned and your unique talents and skills as well as a healer, putting them into play in a unique way. None of us planned on this, and then we've got to find a way forward. And so I'm glad things are up and running again. And you have a website that people can access, and we have it linked up. By the way, the picture my producer found was when we were together at that cancer conference in Atlanta. Remember that a couple of years back?
Yeah, I sure do. That was a great
healing
time
strong,
that we all
yeah.
had there. And, you know, the Healing Strong group where we met is continuing to do very well. And my patient who was at that event, do you remember her, Anne, the patient with pancreatic cancer?
Yes.
She's still doing very, very well. And she is now, I guess she's 15 years out now from diagnosis. Never had surgery, never had chemo, never had radiation, never had anything else that could explain her still being here except the program that Nick and I used together for so many years. And she's doing great. She actually called me a couple of times last fall just to check up on me and see how I was doing, which was
a
real joy to hear from her.
Oh, that's great. By the way, the website now, we have it linked up, is Dr. Linda I for Isaac. So it's DrLindaNI, all together, .com. And we have it linked up in the show notes as well. And, of course, Carol Alt's here, and you know, we're grateful. We need more healers such as yourself as well, not fewer. And whether they're medically trained, homeopathically, naturopathically, I mean, we all need to be working together to break this cycle of disease creation that so much of the medical field is still stuck in.
Well, I agree with you there, and I think anyone who's getting the news out to people that what they eat matters and what's in our environment matters, how we think matters for that matter, it all matters, and we need more people getting that news out there.
Exactly. So, Carol, again, you've got some things going on here. There's life after, you know, loss, as we know. We find a way to keep going, I like to bring that positive message out.
Well, I didn't want to break in while you and Dr. Isaacs were talking. Hi, Dr. Isaacs. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hi, good to hear you.
I have to tell you that I met with Dr. Isaacs just after Nick passed, and then I met with her again. What was it, Dr. Isaacs, in February, I guess it was? February or March?
That sounds right, yeah.
Right. And I have to say, from the first moment I met with you to this past time that I met with you, you were a completely different person. I think that the load that you took on and the graciousness with which you handled it and how you moved forward, it wasn't just that you lost a good friend and a partner, but you took on the load of not just your patient load, but Dr. Gonzalez's patient load as well. And I'm just so glad to hear you so grounded and so much more relaxed than when, you know, we originally met, because I just can't even imagine what you went through. I'm just happy that you're back and you're helping people and you're healing people. I'm still with you, which I'm so grateful for. And I just had to commend you on the work you've been doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I know the first time we met, it was almost immediately after Nick had passed away, and yeah, it was a huge load, no question about it. Even the morning I got the news, I, you know, had to see somebody who, that afternoon, a new patient who was expecting to see him. And really, it's only been in the, you know, a few weeks ago, a month or two ago, I actually had time to just go away and reflect and do some journaling and get a little more together, so to speak. It's been like a whirlwind, but, you know, as Robert said, we do find a way to move on. And I know that's what Nick would want, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he was 100% about the work that he was doing, that we were doing, and 100% about taking care of his patients. So, you know, the patients have been wonderful, extremely supportive, and the load it's become more manageable. He had a lot of patients who were very stable. You know, they've been with him for many years, and some of those people are not coming in as often as they used to, I think, just because they know that, you know, if they don't really have an issue, then they're letting someone else have that spot, which I think is very generous and helpful. So I am in a position where, you know, I can see some new patients. You know, people shouldn't think that they needn't bother to apply just because I'm probably too busy. That's not the case at all. It's settling out, and I really am hoping to, you know, find the people that want to do this program and will follow through with it.
Well, I have to say, I'm glad for that, because
yes,
I've sent a lot of people to you.
Right. No, a dear friend of my wife from way back in her days when she was flying with, I believe, Pan Am at that point, or high school or college, I don't even know. But, yes, and it's good to know that you're out there. And I know a lot of people will be happy to hear that as well. And you mentioned something, too, as we talked about Nick's passing. Part of, you know, what I was sensing as well is that if I could hear a Nick message to all of us, it's like, you know what to do now, you know, and even to his patients, you know, you've been working with me, you don't need to rely on me in the same way, and you know, it's time to stand up on your own feet a little bit, and that's the kind of the things I'm hearing, not only from the patient, but also the doctoring, those that also work with him for years, and it's, you know, it's time, you try to find the good in the tragedy, and we always look to see, you know, his brightness, his excitement for healing, and the things that he did, and the empowering things. It sounds like it's really moving forward again.
Well, I'll certainly do everything I can to make that a reality, and I think it is already. I agree with you.
Now, let me ask this just in more of a general sense of the kind of people that are coming in now. Has it changed in terms of diagnoses, the types of cancer? Because we keep hearing about more cancers in younger people and things like that. Is that trend showing up on your doorstep as well?
I think it probably is, but, you know, that's something we've actually been observing for a long time now, that it seemed like, you know, young people were showing up with illnesses that, when I was a medical student, it seemed like they only showed up in older people.
Right.
So I think that's probably an influence of the environment, well, the diet too, of course, but the environment and all those, you know, estrogens and everything that we encounter, a lot of pollution and poor dietary choices, it all comes together. But, yeah, that is an unfortunate thing. It's very sad.
I remember Dr. Gonzalez.
Wait, bring your microphone back up.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on a sec.
I was going to say, I remember Dr. Gonzalez saying to me that surprisingly, one of the major cancers that was showing up in younger people, 22, 23, 24, was lung cancer in young people who didn't even smoke. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has to be some kind of indication that we are trending towards something that is so bad for the body that it's manifesting in this kind of way.
Yeah, that certainly sounds like that's the case.
Well, the colon cancer...
Right, that we just talked about
before.
They
said they're just saying it's 11% increase in people under 50 with colon cancer. And, of course, we talk about diet and health and gut health all the time, but it's not getting through yet to the young people or the weakening of the generations, right?
That's true.
Being that as well.
But now they're telling people to get colonoscopies after 50, but you're telling me that the trend is towards people getting it younger, so
right.
There's a disconnect there.
Younger is, the colon cancers. Again, that's why I focus so much of my time in helping people heal their gut, because if we did that, a lot of the manifestations of poor gut health, including cancer, would be diminished or maybe eliminated. Dr. Linda Isaacs, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
All right, having fun. It's a little reunion here. Carol Alt hosting us in her office, and we've got the Big Apple being the big organic apple that it should be right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next hour, Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box live from Autism One with special guests and surprises coming our way. Check out the links. They're all connected there at robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I just love these reunions with good friends, people that share a passion for healing and integrity and bringing that power back to, you know, where it belongs, with each and every one of you all
you
listening.
You mean smart people.
Smart people, yes. And you know, the smart people don't necessarily have all the degrees, which is why I sometimes call them degrees.
Degrees.
Right? They lose the sense that God may have given them along the way and become very arrogant. That's why one of my slides in my PowerPoint, it's a fun picture. It's like an Earth Day picture of the Earth wearing a T-shirt. And it says, "I'm with stupid," pointing to a human, like a, you know, an arrogant man. It's like,
wow, that is very profound, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean,
really,
it's like
poor Earth.
Yeah.
You know, in my case, none of my grandparents even had a high school degree, and I have
wow.
no reason to think I'm any smarter than they were. So I always try to remember that education and intelligence are not necessarily the same thing.
You're right, and it's the folks that, you know, for instance, like those that live on a farm and have generationally passed down knowledge that is more valuable than anything you can get, you know, having a PhD, because you will survive when the PhD doesn't know how to grow food, for instance. And so those kind of practical things we've kind of lost, and that we need to, you know, Joel Salatin, I love, you know, the work that he's done, and these are the kind of things I've tried to impart on my kids in learning to grow food like I didn't grow, because at the time I was a New Yorker. We didn't know food was from the grocer's freezer. That was the best I
now
got.
Now you can hydroponically grow food in your
city.
Apartment.
Yeah, so things are changing.
Well, my great-grandmother was the herbal wise woman for her part of rural West Virginia.
So, and she was a doctor,
to be 99
too.
99 years old, and
wow.
apparently she was still cleaning
wow.
other people's houses when she was 89.
Wow.
I think they finally told her they couldn't handle it anymore. Please go home.
That's incredible. That's a great backstory. I didn't know. I mean, that's really the wisdom that is passed down, that used to be passed down normally, and now it's kind of, we got disconnected from it.
Yeah, that we did. I know my mother was disconnected from it for quite a while, but then she got interested in nutrition when she was in her 50s or 60s. She's going to be 94 next month.
Why do we wait so long to get interested in nutrition? I mean, it should be something that we're doing since kids.
Yeah, well, it skipped. We in the 20th century got arrogant. That's why I said we lost sight of it. The people convinced us better living through synthetic chemistry, and we bought it, and we bought it, and we bought it. Now we're suffering for it, and those that are waking up and going back to it are the ones that will survive the so-called coming apocalypse and plague, which inevitably will happen because of the weakness of the species.
Well, I'm thinking my mom was so happy to have these TV dinners. I remember when TV
yes.
and pot pie.
Yeah.
You know, it was the working mother's salvation back then.
Space
Absolutely.
Age.
And as kids, we loved it because it was mostly sugar anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, for sure.
And now, you know, we have Dr. Linda Isaacs helping folks to put themselves back together again because of that.
Yeah, but one of the biggest challenges with at least some of the patients is they don't know how to cook. You know, they don't know how to do very basic chores that a grandparents took for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one of the things that's actually got me kind of interested is figuring out ways to help people actually do their program. And so that's why I'm so grateful for all the other practitioners out there that are teaching people how to cook and teaching people how to shop and teaching people how to put things into practice because they don't know anymore. They think that dinner comes from the frozen food section at the grocery store.
Yeah, that kind of disconnect is deadly, quite honestly. In people that could be living to 94, you know, barely making to 50 without colon cancer, as we're reading, you know, all of these stories.
Oh, and teenage breast cancer. I mean, that was what crazy headline you read before, too. What was that headline?
Yeah, I mean, it was just talking about eating fruits and vegetables, how that can prevent, you know,
teenage breast cancer. Robert looked across at me and said, how did teenagers get breast cancer? I mean, it's just incredible. And there you have it. Dr. Isaac said their parents can't even cook for them.
Yeah, and so much endocrine disruption due to, all kinds of things. Pesticides now we're learning more and more about. And these are the messages, and you keep putting it out there for the folks that are coming to see you, Dr. Linda Isaacs.
Well, I'd like for the people to hear about it so that they don't have to come and see me.
That's
well, true.
True, too, right?
Well,
I just wanted, Dr. Isaacs made a point before talking about environmental estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for people to know where these environmental estrogens are coming from.
Well, we'll have to get you back on for that because we're almost out of time. But one
are
of the,
we? See, Dr. Isaacs is so interesting. It's time went like that.
Dr. Isaacs, so great to hear your voice again. You sounded great, and I'm so pleased that things are, you know, really on the upswing, and this is where they need to go and need to be.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be talking with you.
You got it. We got her linked up in the show notes if you're not sure where to find her, DrLindaI.com. Check it out. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box together. Thanks to Carol Alt hosting us here in the New York City. They call it that still? I think, yeah, they do.
They do.
But the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.